elimination of journeys where video and teleconferencing facilities can be used. You'll see the comment from the Energy Savings Trust is that in so many organisations they look at, video and teleconferencing just isn't used to the same level it should be. The use of the most carbon-friendly vehicles, which for longer journeys could actually be more effective for people to hire more carbon-friendly vehicles. A named officer within the authority or named officers to drive forward and promote these actions. And also just reinforcing the primary option of public transport, particularly in areas such as where we are, where there is a fair amount of public transport. It's not a remote or rural area. So as I say, those recommendations from the Energy Savings Trust are still to go before the corporate management team. Recommendations are as set out in the report, with the referral on to Performance Review and Scrutiny Committee, who have also expressed a keen interest in seeing where this is going.
Thank you very much. I wonder, when will this be considered by the corporate management team, and will we get a report back then?
In terms of when, I'd probably defer to Chief Executive as to when he wishes to have that in front of him, but in terms of reporting back, then obviously I can take an instruction from corporate management team to come back to Cabinet at any time.
Thank you very much. In that case, then we can just note the content of the report. Thank you. Bob?
I just want to say, and blow my trumpet in 2-7, the province knocks up a lot of miles in this council. And of course, we got rid of the petrol car and now use the electric car. And I think the electric cars will be the way forward for cutting down the amount of carbon dioxide.
Thank you very much. And can we move on to the next one, which is number 9, dog control, a report by the Director of Education, Communities and the Economy. Oh, Ian Johnson again, sorry.
I'll speak to it. Thanks, Chair. This report provides Cabinet with an update on dog control activities, specifically in relation to out-of-control dogs and dog fouling. Complaints about out-of-control dogs are increasing, as you can see from the numbers. They're increasing year on year, and that has the resource implications. You also see the number of dog control notices served by our Environmental Health Service is also increasing. Could just say that you'll see from the text that dog control notices are not just punitive. They do aim to include recommendations or requirements for owners to take a more responsible attitude and approach to how they look after dogs. Dog fouling has always had a high profile concern in terms of being voiced by local communities, and you'll know that better than anybody as members, that in terms of local consultations, neighbourhood planning, etc., it often comes very high up on the agenda. In fact, since 2011-12, the Environmental Health Service has sought to enforce its zero-tolerance approach with a series of measures, and these are set out on page 53 of the papers in your report. It's interesting to see that the figures for the period since 2011-12 show a decline in complaints received, but that doesn't mean that there's any less emphasis being placed by the service in terms of applying the zero-tolerance approach. The report does contain various statistical information just for members' information. Recommendations are set out at the end of the report. Again, this one is something which at the last Performance Review and Scrutiny Committee, that committee were also interested to have some reporting in relation to this matter, and therefore recommendation is to remit it on to that committee for information.
Thank you very much, Derek.
Right, thanks. It looks like one of the portfolio jobs I've got is a portfolio holder for dog poo, I think. It seems to have landed at my door somehow or another. One good thing is that it does, I do notice that the dog fouling part there, that the complaints are reducing, and that could be down to the dog walk, the green dog walkers thing, and all the education that we are trying to do. But it is still obvious that it still comes high up on the list by the public, although there is a concern to them. And I was just wondering, I do know that that we have spoken about this quite often, and I wondered on whether it might be able to use some of the environmental health officers, and if we did a sort of a a big week-long, too-long purge on it. And I know they've got other duties and it's going to be difficult to organise, but this may be something that might have some effect. The other thing is on the dog, control of dogs, I noticed that second day April it's going to be a law for microchipping of all dogs in Scotland. And what I do notice is that I think there's about two-thirds already chipped, I think, under voluntary schemes that have been ongoing for some time. But I just wonder on what the thoughts are on whether there is more we can do with the dog fouling.
Chair, maybe best as the manager of the service, Adele Ryan, who's the author of the report, maybe want to comment probably most effectively in terms of where we are.
Thank you. The wide range of undertakings and are laid out in paragraph 3.1 of the report as we have at this point in time. We are, of course, very keen to continue to make the public aware of the fact that it is a zero-tolerance approach, and we are constantly seeking for further improvement in this regard. And the Environmental Health Service are always very willing to accept any offers or suggestions. Councillor Losey and I have talked previously in terms of the possibility of having a purge, if I can use that word for it, excuse me, at a particularly bad time of year. And historically, from our complaints, we find that as we move from late summer into early autumn, and indeed into late autumn, the numbers of complaints tend to increase. And we are actively planning to have some type of increase in publicity again coming towards the end of the summer for that. Some years ago authorised all environmental health staff to undertake the possibility of serving fixed penalty notices. And certainly we've also had some discussions with some of our other colleagues across the council in terms of whether it would be appropriate to widen out the number of officers who can issue fixed penalty notices. We're currently in a phase of determining how practical that would be in terms of trying to do some assessment for the numbers of dog fouling offences that people currently see. That's those officers who are not currently authorised, to determine whether it is worth putting in the time and effort in terms of training, because it's not just about the service of the fixed penalty notice. If these are appealed and we have the evidence, there is the potential for these to be referred to the Procurator Fiscal. So we're doing some work around those two elements as our next phases, but we're certainly very encouraged by the number of complaints continuing to decline, although, as I say, it's still very high priority for us, because I know it is very high priority for our communities.
Thank you very much, Derek.
Just so you don't know, Adele, whether you can give me the answer, it's just, do we know how many fixed penalties notices have been issued, say, the last year? Do you have that?
The figures in relation to the fixed penalty notices are in section 3.2. I only have figures, with me up until 14-15. I haven't closed out 15-16 yet. Now, our numbers of fixed penalty notices are actually 2011-12, since the report was prepared, I can confirm that was 26, and that has fallen over the period of time. In 14-15, we served 15 fixed penalty notices. However, there was still a significant amount of resource devoted to the education aspects, and you'll see there from the table, we had quite a large number of staffing hours spent, although of course the dog control aspects are taking away some of our resources in relation to that, so the hours have fallen, but we're still seeing a large number of the owners picking up, and therefore that's the numbers of penalties we've served.
Thank you. Are we all finished with that, Bob?
It's now gradually seen to be socially unacceptable, whereas before people were quite happy to, and I have noticed big improvement round about in the streets, and I think it's down to the team, and I think we're doing a very good job here.
Thank you, and now we can move on to our private items. Members of the public are asked to leave. Thank you.